We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
To the basket, the slam. For the third time in the last 5 years, the Ducks are Pac-12 champions.
Holy three. Goal! Holy ball!
Left wing. Pow, pow.
Yeah, boom, boom.
Regular season champions and now Pac-12 tournament champions.
Welcome to Duck Insider.
We're just getting started.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
A happy almost end of January already to everybody tuning in. It feels weird. I thought about what today's date was. Today's the 25th, and I went, man, we're almost through January. Like, that just feels weird. Like, wow. Almost all the way through January. Just doesn't feel quite right. Well, as a result, though, there's a lot of basketball to tell you about. And look, it didn't go great for Oregon men's basketball over this weekend. They were without two starters, and really the Ducks were without four starters. You think about Will Richardson, who's yet to make his season debut, and Folly Dante, who went down with that ACL injury. And then because of protocol, Chris Duarte and LJ Figueroa. That's four guys that were probably going to be in the starting lineup for Oregon this season that the Ducks didn't have. And I know that that's not an excuse. That's not what everybody wants to hear right now. But you know what? It is the reality. It just is the reality. So we'll talk about that. Going to hear from Coach Altman, some of his thoughts. And meanwhile, women's basketball got back to their winning ways. They swept the Washington schools over this weekend. You always love talking about that. And a really close and gritty game, I thought, from Oregon women's basketball on Friday. Slow start against Washington State. Came back. Figured out a way to get the win. And things are looking up for Oregon women's basketball right now. Some football news today as well. And also, you know, Steve Prefontaine would have turned 70 years old today. Man, Oregon men's golf is in action today in Arizona as their season gets underway. Volleyball started this weekend, and Kenyon Jovan has been named a preseason All-American for Oregon baseball as their season is rapidly approaching. And coming up this afternoon on the show, Lexi Cross is going to join us. Alexis Cross is the Director of Women in Flight and Associate Director of Development here at the University of Oregon Athletic Department. Spectacular to talk with her about signing day. Oregon football signing day is coming up. Well, signing day across the entire country, but we just care about Oregon signing day and their signing class. That's coming up next Wednesday. Things are going to look a little bit different this year. GoDucks.com/signing day has all of the info you could want, including an auction, a virtual event. We're going to do our highlights show in the morning on the Oregon football social media channels. Jerry Allen will join me. I talked with him this weekend at basketball about it, and we're looking forward to that. Which really means that at the likes of Scott Phillips and Scott Labounty and Steve Pohl and the rest of the video production crew are going to have to put together a ton of highlights for guys because, let's be honest, no one wants to sit and watch a show where I'm just talking the whole time. You want to see what the student-athletes bring to the table and all these new recruits. So, Scott, I hope you're up to the challenge, my friend. I hope that there's lots of highlights of all these guys coming in on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've got plenty on my plate. I'll be able to handle it.
I'm sure Scott's like, thanks, Joey. Appreciate that. Thanks for the pressure. Meanwhile, for Oregon football, Keith Hayward announcing today that he's moving on to the next stage of his career. Best of luck to Coach Hayward. He posted a nice message to Oregon fans saying, thank you, Oregon, for four great years. I'm paraphrasing a bit. And just to all the players and families, he wanted to say thank you for trusting me to help develop and grow, not only as athletes, but as young men. Keith Hayward, a great guy, wishing him nothing but the best as the University of Oregon, he said, has become a home. He's proud of the accomplishments that they achieved over the last 4 years, and he ended it with thank you, Duck Faithful, for the memories. So to Coach Hayward, wishing you nothing but the best after he posted that on Twitter today. And over the weekend, unfortunately for Duck fans, a fan favorite, I see Adrian's already talking about this on the Facebook comment section, that Cyrus Bibilikio is transferring from the University of Oregon, wishing the man that Jorgie named T.D. Leakio. That's right, Cyrus T.D. Leakio. He is heading to the next stage of his career, and so to Cyrus, wishing you the best, my friend. Meanwhile, football starting off-season workouts today. They did it by welcoming a new strength and conditioning coach in Mason Baggett. So welcome, Coach. I hope that Coach Feld has already given you the full tour of the HDC. And C.J. Verdell, Johnny Johnson, Anthony Brown indicating on their social media that they're going to be back this year. I cannot wait. So there's a little bit of Oregon football news to kick off the show. And again, we're going to talk about men's basketball, Kenyon Jovan's honor for Oregon baseball, preseason All-American, and a whole lot of other things to get to, including our conversation with Lexi Cross. Stick around, because I'm going to ask Lexi. Lexi, if you're watching right now, I don't want to tip you off, but I am going to ask you what some of the auction items are going to be. Because those of you who are involved in the signing day event, the auction has traditionally some amazing stuff. And now that we're doing signing day events virtually, godux.com/signing day for more info, there's going to be some pretty awesome stuff up for auction that I think you're going to want to stick around for. All right, women's basketball. Over this past weekend, a slow start for the Ducks against Washington State. A really slow start for the Ducks against Washington State. Things were not trending well, and I think everybody was going, man, there's a little bit of a hangover. There's a little bit of a sore and sour taste in everybody's mouth after what happened for the Ducks against Arizona. Well, they got over that pretty darn quickly, though, didn't they? They were able to bounce back, win a nice game over Washington State, 58-50. And I got to say, I was impressed with the way Oregon came back and in some ways really took it to Washington State at one point in this game. The Ducks also had a little bit of a scary moment when Niara Sobley went down and was in a lot of pain. I think everybody kind of went, I know I did, exactly. Not again, that Scott just said in my ear, you know. But the Ducks finished really well, and you got to love what Oregon did defensively. Still wasn't their best performance offensively. Washington State's a pretty good team. And now, I think just getting the offense more consistent is going to be a real key. Well, then, you talk about consistency. Against Washington, number 13 Oregon yesterday was without Aaron Boley, without Niara Sobley, and without Kylie Watson. Not COVID, just injuries. It's a little bit shorthanded. Unfortunately, the theme of the weekend for Oregon basketball was a bit shorthanded. More on that in a moment. Angel Dugalich got her first career start along with Taylor Chavez, Jazz Shelley both in the backcourt along with Pow Pow, and of course Sedona Prince, who is going to be featured on Tip-Off Tuesday this week. Our Oregon Basketball Coaches Show, 2:30 to 3:30, you can watch the show live on the Oregon Basketball social media channels, the Goducks YouTube, and of course across the radio network every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, and subscribe to the Oregon Sports Network podcast if you ever miss it. But the reason I bring all that up is Sedona Prince, it was great to see her back in the lineup, and what a performance from the likes of Sedona Prince. What a performance from Lydia Giomi. Just let me read you some of the numbers in the 69-52 win for the Ducks, because Sedona Prince had 16 points, 7 rebounds. Off the bench, Lydia Giomi, 11 points, 10 rebounds on 5 of 5 shooting. And Angel Dugalich did a nice job. 12 points, 5 of 7, 8 rebounds. Those are the sorts of things that a championship team is going to need, right? Other student-athletes stepping up in big moments, especially when you don't have the likes of an Aaron Boley and an Iara Sabali. And I know that everybody's going to be wondering, like, how long is that going to go? Oh, you know, Coach Graves, I'm sure, will tell you a little bit about that in a moment. We also have a couple interviews for you with Coach Graves, Lydia Giomi, and Angela Dugalich. Let's jump in. Coach Graves, recapping the Ducks getting back in the win column. Kelly Graves, postgame.
All right, Coach, 69-52, the win here. And I know you had some players out here today, but I think you had to be happy with some youngsters and how they performed today overall.
Yeah, I was. I mean, it was, we had some stretches where we played really ugly basketball, and that's unfortunate, you know, some turnovers and then them on the offensive rebounds. But really proud of our effort. Yeah, down 2 starters and 3 rotation players. You know, that's not easy. Maddie Shear's been out with a sprained ankle, hasn't practiced this week. And so she's going in there a little bit rusty, but had some really, you know, some players step up. Lydia, I thought, was terrific tonight. You know, definitely Sedona, I think, had a pretty good game. I thought Angela Dugalich and Sydney Parrish both had great games. So, yeah, it was good effort. Good effort.
Yeah, and you had to handle the Washington pressure, because really the one thing they want to do is turn you over, and that's probably the only way they could really beat this team. But I thought you handled that pretty well overall.
Yeah, we did at times, and then we didn't at other times. You know, they're hard to get into any kind of rhythm with, because they change their defenses every single time down. And it's hard to get a feel. So you just tell your kids, just play, just play, just play. And but we turned them over 20 times, which is good. We held them to, I don't know what they shot. They couldn't have shot more than 33% from the field. Defensively, man, we've been doing a good job. And our offense started to catch up a little bit tonight. But, you know, it wasn't consistent.
Yeah, 10th time out of the 14 games you've kept opponents to under 60 with giving up 52. So one final one, I'll ask you, Sydney Parrish, 18 against the Huskies the first time.
Yeah.
Another 12 today. She likes playing the Huskies.
She does, yeah. She got a couple of steals as well, I think. And I think maybe an assist, but – she does, yeah. They bring out the best in her. She's averaging 15 a game against those two. So I just like what she gives us, you know, and she's coming. I keep telling you guys, she's coming.
Well, overall this weekend, how do you feel about your team? The progress, getting back on track and a couple of wins?
You know, offensively, it's still just kind of a struggle for whatever reason. We're just not in any kind of a flow. You know, but we're going to make a lot of those shots that we missed. I hope. But I think defensively we've been doing a good job. That's been a real plus. So I think we can build on that. And I'll tell you what, this time of year, especially without 2 of your starters and key players, to get a double digit win at home against a team that hadn't played in a while, I think that was to their advantage. You know, they play so hard, and you know, they've been quarantined for 3 weeks, so to speak, and they were finally let out, and you could tell they played really hard.
Coach, I'll start with the health of the 3 that were unavailable today. You feel good about getting Niara, Aaron, and Kylie back next week, or kind of what's the latest there?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, Aaron's got a back, and you know those backs. I was a Larry Bird fan, and you just don't know about them, you know. But I think it did her some good to take the weekend off. We probably shouldn't have played her on Friday, but we did because she hadn't practiced all week. We just made that decision today going in. Just, you know, it's not worth it. Let's get her healthy. Niara's ankle, you know, and she's in a boot, and that's never a good sign. So you just don't know how long that's going to be. And I think Kylie will be fine. Hers was a concussion, and so they watch those things closely. We take those very seriously. And, you know, hopefully she'll be back.
Kelly, it's not mutually exclusive, but what do you take more from it? The fact that your bigs put on a clinic, or that it's the third straight game where three-point shooting is pretty difficult?
Yeah, well, we've talked about three-point shooting, you guys. Let's not rehash it. I think we're good shooters. We'll keep shooting the ball. Taylor Mikesell got good looks tonight. If you watched her, and most of the time, she's making those shots. So, yeah, we need to make more. Pretty simple. not earth-shaking. I don't think we're taking bad shots. You look at our shot profile on those, and they were pretty good looks.
Kelly, can you kind of expand on what Angela gave you as a spot starter? And then also, was that one of Lydia's best Pac-12 games?
Certainly. Yeah, I don't know how many double-doubles she's gotten, but we needed her tonight, and she played really well. And, you know, what she does is she runs the floor every time. And she got a couple of looks in transition, which was great. And she's a good defender and, quite frankly, our best screener. You know, because she sprints into ball screens and she understands when to go. And so that was great. We needed her, and she really stepped up like you'd expect a senior to. So I'm really happy for Lydia.
I assume that Sedona hits like that in practice pretty much also. How important is it going to be for Sedona to get those kind of open shots in the future? And how are you going to get those shots against some teams that maybe a little more better defense?
Well, you know, she's big enough to where she can usually get open. It also helps when you have somebody like Angela or Niara at the block that they have to, account for. We need Sedona to get deeper, quite frankly, and she's still working on her strength, and she's not 100%, obviously. But the more she can hurt them at the block, the more that'll open her up at the high post as well. But, you know, She had a hell of a game, really, tonight. Now, she had a nice weekend, actually.
Coach, defensively, I think it seems like you guys are getting better and better. How are you accomplishing that? I know practice is different, but it seems like game to game, it's just been pretty constant. You know, we'll kind of talk about that progress.
Well, I credit my staff. They've done a nice job in preparing our players. We've spent more time on scouting reports this year than we have in the past because we have to. You know, Sabrina, Ruthie, Satu, those guys, Mignon, they were savvy veterans. They understood defensive concepts much more than these guys do. So we've had to spend more time on it, a little bit more time in the film room, and it's paying off. I really like our energy. We're starting to use our length. We're getting some tips. And now if we can finish the play by getting the rebound, now you're talking about a pretty good defensive team here. So we've still got some work to do, but I like what I see. We've definitely made growth in that area. Because I'm convinced that someday soon our offense is going to start to click.
Yeah, Kelly, the bench's performance was really impressive tonight. Can you please talk about Sydney Parrish's contributions?
She's been awesome, you guys. I love her game. She brings it every day. She's a very professional in her preparation and her knowledge. I see her continuing to get more and more time. I truly do. So, and she's not just a scorer. She gets to the rim. You know, she does some other things too. Got a couple of rebounds. I think she's normally a little better rebounder than that. But, she's the kind of player that can fill a stat sheet. So really proud of her. And I think you're going to see some more of her.
Good stuff from Kelly Graves, head coach, Oregon women's basketball, talking about the Ducks' two wins over the weekend, even though they're still not playing their best. Now they got to get ready to keep that winning streak going, right? They say what? It's you get one win, and it's two in a row. The third is a winning streak. See if the Ducks can make it a winning streak this week. We'll talk more about that. Also going to hear from Lydia Giomi and Angela Dugalich. They had some nice efforts in the post. Talk about that coming up next. Duck Insider presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Back after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
Don't go anywhere. Duck Insider continues after these messages on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Learfield IMG College.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Whoa.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Joey Mack, welcoming you back to Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Thanks for joining us in the Country Financial Studio. You know, I think that this Oregon's women's basketball team is just going to keep getting better. We've talked about that so much over the course of the year, but and I also thought that this was pretty funny as I was looking through some of your comments on Facebook. Benjamin said, KG didn't rub his head. He's feeling pretty good. Yeah, Coach Graves always, you know, kind of does like the, like he gives himself the head massage a little bit after a rough one. I thought that was pretty funny, Benjamin, that you picked up on that. We've talked a lot about it. I think that they're going to get better and better. They're going to get better and better as the season moves along. And with contributors like Lydia Giomi, I think that's such a cool story. She goes 5 for 5, you know, has been with the program, has played the role that she's been asked to be played, such a team player. She goes 5 for 5, and she just, I don't know, you cannot help but root for Lydia Giomi. And a double-double to boot in the win over Washington. She talked to the media postgame.
I know you've been in this position over the years where you've had to fill in for key players when they're out, but maybe your final go-around against your hometown Huskies, what does it feel like to play so well against them in this and really lift your team up when you were shorthanded today?
Thank you. Yeah, no, it feels good, you know, against the hometown. It, you know, you bring something a little more to that game. So it was good. It was fun.
Lydia, statistically, it was probably your best game, especially from an efficiency standpoint, plus 17, and you were actually considerably better, if not for the last couple of minutes when they put up some points. Do you feel like that was your best game? Because statistically, it certainly was.
Yes and no. I feel like you kind of get lost in it. You're not really paying attention to it. But I think we had some really good defense happening today. A couple of times we got on a nice run. We got into a flow. And it the big piece is like getting connected with the people you're on the floor with, right? And when you're clicking on defense, that's when you're like, all right, we can make something happen in a rhythm here.
Hey, Lydia, it looked like the bench came in and didn't miss a beat. Can you talk about that chemistry with the whole unit as a bench?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been a bench player at Oregon, and I think that, like, the bench is my squad, kind of. So we always, in practice, the team camaraderie is, like, even better. And we have a really close unit, right, in general, and I think both sides always try to make each other better. So I think that just happened today. We had some things that we didn't do very well. Didn't do very well at the end there, and we got to learn from that, but win's a win.
Leah, I don't think we've asked you this yet, and I know there's still time, but you could return next season. Have you given any thought to that, or do you know for sure if this is it for you?
This is going to be it for me. I'm doing a master's program right now here, getting my master's in education and thinking about going and playing overseas for a little bit.
Lydia, obviously we've seen flashes of what Sedona can do, and I know she's just kind of trying to get her way back, you know, in shape and all that, but you've seen her in practice for over a year now. What can she bring to this team down the stretch if she stays healthy?
So much. I think Sedona has the potential to have such an impact, more than she realizes, but have such an impact as a leader off the court and on the court as well. Obviously, she's a walking bucket. So it's fun to be her teammate. It's fun to be that upperclassman that gets to like laugh with her and have fun and also kind of tell her like, hey, you can make a big difference here. Keep going. Her and Yara and Kylie for sure.
Hey, Lydia, real tough question here. You gonna get that dunk in before you graduate? And how about Sedona? We need to see her get one up there too.
I'll let her know you said that. She needs to dunk for sure.
How about you, though?
I'll try. I'll start practicing it. We've got a little more time, I think.
There you go. A little more time with Lydia Giomi. She's so easy to root for. You have to love seeing a veteran who's played the role like she has have some success. Now the other end of the spectrum. We told you a little bit earlier about how good Angela Dugalich has been. 12 points, 8 rebounds, getting that spot start opportunity. I heard a member of the media, I think it was Ryan Thorburn from the Register Guard, mention that. It kind of feels like when you got some injuries and things are going on the way they are, it's like, yeah, spot starter in baseball. You know, like that's kind of how it felt. And Angela Dugalich stepped up, made a big contribution. She talked to the media postgame too.
Hey, Angela, obviously you've been playing a lot of minutes this year, but was it nice to come through in a spot start when you guys were shorthanded?
I mean, yeah, I just, you know, learning from Aaron and Yara, I feel like, you know, KG gave me the opportunity. I just want to prove that I can play at this level. And then Aaron at the sideline, I don't know if you guys saw, but she was always talking to me, helping me. Which is very, very helpful. So, yeah.
Angela, when did you learn that you'd be getting your first start and kind of talk about that and what that meant for you?
It was yesterday before practice. So KG just came up to me and he's like, hey, just to let you know, you're starting tomorrow. It is a big deal, but don't, you know, don't freak out or anything. I just played it off cool. I was like, okay, yeah. So definitely last night, it was very hard to fall asleep, but and here I am, so yeah.
Yeah, I just want to ask about the team's defense. I know all season it's been good, but it seems like these last couple of games in particular, where have you seen the most growth on that side of the court from your team?
I mean, we've been communicating a lot more. I think that's helped tremendously. We've talked about it, especially after like our losses against UCLA, Stanford, and Arizona. We found like one thing that we needed to work on was communication. And so just during practice, also, we always go as hard as we can so we could improve both offense and defense.
Yeah, Angela, congratulations on a good game. How important is Sedona back, and how does that help you be, you know, your game as well?
Having Sedona back, it makes life a lot easier. I mean, she can see the court like no other. I mean, she's 6'7", can pass, can shoot. And obviously post up in the middle. So very, very happy that she's back.
No one was going to ask a question. I just figured I'd ask you about your offensive progress here. And I know today it seemed like a lot of the success was off rebounds and putbacks, but I know that you've got a lot more to your game. Kind of talk about how that's come together. And I know the 3-point shot's there, confidence in that part of your game.
Yeah. I mean, 3-point shots, just got to get more confident. I personally, I know I can make them. It's just, you know, again, confidence. I think that's a big thing. And then the rest of my game, I mean, yeah, I've been getting a lot of shots off of rebounds. So I just try to find openings. And I'm trying not to take forced shots, you know, to see if I'm open, take it. If not, look for another person who has a better chance of getting the shots so we could score.
Easy to root for. Angela Dugalich, they got to be pretty happy, I think, with the youth of this Oregon team now moving forward. Meanwhile, for Oregon men's basketball, after women's basketball got back on the winning side of things, the men, of course, a little bit shorthanded. Without Chris Duarte, without LJ Figueroa. I want to break down the Beaver game a little bit, and look, it didn't go Oregon's way. Ducks don't have 4 starters. two of them are new to being out. It's hard to adjust, man. It's hard to adjust in this landscape. But everybody's gone through it. And I think that we saw some impressive performances. And I'm going to break down the stats and tell you what it all means for the Pac-12 standings, because the Ducks are still fighting for a championship, especially after what happened to UCLA this past weekend. And the Ducks have to play UCLA twice this upcoming weekend in LA. Going to talk with Dane Altman and break down Oregon, Oregon State on the other side of this break on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Dear wallet, you can't stop in a 2021 Toyota, no matter the weather. The Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone will be comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, On Point proudly supports University of Oregon athletics, because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. On Point Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Dear wallet, you can't stop in a 2021 Toyota, no matter the weather. The Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone will be comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
Duck Insider, Duck Insider, Duck Insider continues after this timeout on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spell.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout. Tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We're back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack here with you, breaking down a little bit of what happened between Oregon and Oregon State. Look, things did not go the Ducks' way. Playing without a few starters, I think you did see some potential, though, from a couple guys. Of course, you knew Eugene Omorui and Eric Williams Jr., what they were capable of, but Jalen Terry getting him back since before Christmas, that was a nice effort, I thought, by the freshman out of Michigan. 13 points. You'll take that. And Aaron Estrada as well, 10 points off the bench on 4 of 6 shooting. I think the Ducks are happy with that. And Frank Kepnang's going to see more and more minutes, as he scored 5 points, 6 minutes of action. What really impressed me was the amount that Frank Kepnang was communicating on defense. He had activity out there on the floor. Those three guys all with their career highs in scoring as well, in the absence of Chris Duarte and LJ Figueroa, who it sounds like the Ducks are going to get them back sooner than later. And looking at the standings now, Oregon is currently sitting at fourth in the conference, but here's where things are weird in this crazy year. UCLA is 8-1. They're leading the conference. Then it's USC 6-2, Colorado 6-3, and Oregon's 4-2. You notice how many less games that the Ducks have played because of that UCLA game already getting postponed, now the Arizona State games. I mean, that's the way that this is going to be this year. But really what that tells me is the next three games, the Ducks could get wins over UCLA twice and USC on the road. Oregon's right there. Oregon is right there in the running for that regular season crown. Dane Altman, as you can imagine, not thrilled with the performance, particularly rebounding. That was one of the first questions that I asked him, was just, hey, break this down for us. And what do you know? Dane Altman mentioned rebounding as something the Ducks need to improve on. We talk post-game.
playing a little bit shorthanded. We were talking about it on the broadcast that it just seemed like consistency and throughout the game, you guys were just missing a little bit of that consistency. What was your breakdown with the guys in the locker room?
Well, first of all, just we got killed on the boards. That was by far the biggest factor. Our physicality on the boards, just awful. And so you get beat 19 on the boards, you're not going to put yourself in a very good position. And, you know, the second chance points, 14-5. You know, we had a chance from the free throw line at times to stay close. And we're 14-23. I believe we missed two front ends. And so we go 14-23 and they go 22-24. So between the rebounding and the free throw shooting, not to mention a number of very questionable shots on our part, you know, I wanted the guys to be aggressive because we knew we were missing, you know, guys, but, you know, we took quick shots, bad shots. And so offensively, we weren't very effective. The board play, not good, and just weren't tough enough to play.
Three different Ducks and a lot of different guys having to contribute. Three different Ducks with a career high in scoring and Jalen Terry, Frank Kempnang, Aaron Estrada. I know these are valuable minutes for these guys that are going to probably mean a lot later on in this season.
Well, they are going to have to play for us. You know, the three guys that we were dependent on, Eugene and Eric and Amari, they had been starting and, you know, their production was not good on the offensive end and it wasn't, you know, what it needed to be on the boards. Eugene did a good job with 9 rebounds, but Eric with only 3 and Amari with only 2 with 36 minutes, both of them. So, you know, the leadership on the boards, toughness on the boards just wasn't there.
Dana, minus 19 rebounding is the worst you've had in your tenure here. Did you see this coming just because of how shorthanded and the fact that you went with clearly a 3-point strategy? Did you expect to have a tough night? Because, I mean, you've never had a night quite like this.
Well, you know, I didn't think, you know, we would get out rebounded like that. Oregon State is even on the boards for the year, but they sure took it to us tonight. You know, our blockouts, our physicality on the boards was not good. We didn't get any offensive rebounds until late, and they got a bunch, you know. So, and they set that tone early. You know, I think 4 of their first 6 points were on putbacks. So, again, just really disappointed. We you know, there's no reason to get out-rebound like that. It's just effort. They outfought us. They outfought us in every facet of the game.
Yeah, Dan, you had that nice run at the end of the first half, and then you started the second half with those 3-pointers to tie the game. Did you feel like the tide was turning at that point, and were you surprised at how quickly it turned again back in Oregon State's favor?
Well, we just gave them a couple easy baskets there. You know, I mean, we got a couple, got it tied up, and I think – I'm not sure, but I think they had 3 layups in a row. You know, we didn't contain the dribble. They dribbled by us and shot uncontested layups. So it flipped. Flip back really quick, like you said, after, you know, a good start and a good finish to the half.
Yeah, Chris and LJ were out on the court with you guys today. What was their status and how did they get cleared to be out there with you guys?
Well, they're clear, but they got to go through protocol. They actually were at practice yesterday practicing. So it's protocol to get back to play.
As far as Jalen Terry goes, you know, he had that rough start in the first half, came on strong in the second half. Was he just exhibiting some rust from – I mean, I know he hasn't played for over a month now.
You know, it's hard to say. You know, he's a freshman. He hasn't played much. You know, he did some good things, you know, late in the game. But, you know, early he was a little rusty, a little tentative. But I thought he did some good things late.
That's Coach Altman talking postgame there about Jalen Terry. And you heard the clarification that's the protocol after Duarte and LJ Figueroa were able to practice on Friday. So it looks like Ducks are going to get them back here sooner than later. We've got tip-off Tuesday, our basketball coaches show coming up tomorrow. We'll dive into that a little bit more. Meanwhile, we're going to get a quick timeout. When we come back, Alexis Cross, the director of Women in Flight, talking about all things signing day and Women in Flight as well. I think you're really going to enjoy our conversation because I always enjoy every conversation with an eternal optimist, actually, and Alexis Cross. Back after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, welcome to the Spicy Drive-In. May I take your order?
Can I get the spicy chicken sandwich, please?
The spicy chicken is an excellent choice, sir. And to drink?
Whatever's fine.
Oh, may I make a beverage pairing recommendation this evening?
Sure.
If we are feeling especially bold tonight, sir, I would recommend the Mountain Dew with that. It's bravely unrestrained with a very alive aroma that pairs wonderfully with your spicy chicken. It's followed by a hint of zesty citrus flavor.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
I'm sure you already know this, sir, but remember to appreciate the nose first by giving the Mountain Dew a little swirl to really volatize it.
What?
To change the flavor compounds and activate your taste buds to get them fully primed for that chicken sandwich.
Ah, it's delicious.
Now you're getting the hang of it. The muscular flavor charge characteristics of Mountain Dew make for an absolutely epic mouthfeel when paired with spicy cuisine. It is quite on point, sir.
Dude, it's a perfect match. Like they were made for each other.
So true, so true.
When you want to make good food bolder and bold food better, do the Dew.
Duck Insider, your home for the latest news on Oregon athletics. This is the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash...
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We're back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack inside the Country Financial Studio. We were just talking during the break. Alexis Cross is our guest. She's the director of Oregon's Women in Flight program. We're going to talk a little bit more about that, but it's odd to still be one of the few people that are actually in the Casanova Center because it just feels weird. So how's the home office life treating you, Lexi?
I got to be honest, Joey, I kind of love it. There's certain parts that I, you know, if you can't change it, you might as well stay in your PJs and enjoy the little pieces of it that are enjoyable still after all this time. Although there are pieces of me that are itching to get out too.
Yeah, I hear that. So I had to ask that question because we were also talking during the break that Lexi is an optimist. And so it's really, really important for people like me to have optimists like Lexi that we can bring on the show. Not that anyone's ever called me a pessimist or anything. That's never happened. It's never happened. All right, so we're going to talk a little bit about Women in Flight, also signing day and the big events that are coming up next Wednesday. Lexi, let's start with signing day. Give us the breakdown for fans on what they need to know for all the cool events that you guys have planned coming up next Wednesday for signing day.
We are super excited about signing day. Obviously, a bummer that we won't be in our different regional locations having all of our events like we usually are. But we've, again, with the optimism, really tried to to make something great out of something new. And so we have a large virtual event planned for February 3rd on Wednesday, and it's going to be at 6 p.m. and some live programming. You're going to see a ton of different faces from our football program, and all the details for registering for that live event are on goducks.com/signing day. Keep it simple. Mm-hmm. And then in addition, this year, we have taken our auction to a whole nother level. And through partnership with a platform called Greater Giving and Oregon Club of Eugene Springfield, we've worked with all of our Oregon clubs to create some really cool auction packages, some experiences you haven't seen before, some signed memorabilia from different people that you haven't seen before. So register for that as well. Those details can be found again on goducks.com/signing day.
Yeah, goducks.com/signing day is your great hub to tell you about the virtual event. There's a big RSVP now section there, and that's important because in the past, these are the sorts of events, as Lexi alluded to, like, you know, Jerry would go to one up in Portland. I would go to one in Salem or in Bend. I've been all over the place. And that's actually, it's one of my favorite days of the year. We get to go and travel around the state and talk about all these different recruits and really celebrate the class. Well, doing it virtually is, you know, now it's really the only way that we get to do it. But registering for that is really important. In addition to that, I will say that in the morning, for those of you that maybe don't have time in the evening, we'll do our usual 2-hour-long highlights show that you can find on the Oregon football social media channels. We'll do it here from the studio, actually, and it'll be a lot of fun to celebrate this class that looks like it's going to be the best in program history. Meanwhile, with signing day, Lexi, I mean, this is a big opportunity to connect with fans and I think just celebrate so many different things. I know that's got to be a huge focus for folks like you and the rest of the Duck Athletic Fund, that this is just another opportunity to connect with fans.
It is, and a really unique opportunity to connect with fans across the country. The Duck Athletic Fund, we do our best to be in contact with those people and know our Ducks that are from Louisiana or from North Carolina or wherever. But this is a really cool opportunity where all of our auction packages are available nationally, except for one or two. And this live stream will be available nationally too. So we're hoping that people will, you know, spread it to their Ducks that don't often or would normally never get to come to an event like this or have access to auction items like these. But because it's virtual, they do.
Wait, can you give us any preview of the auction items? I mean, am I putting you on the spot too much here?
No, I can. I'm sure I can give a little preview.
All right.
We have a signed Marcus Mariota Raiders helmet.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty exciting because that was obviously a newer place for him to land, and we have that. And then, let's see, I'm trying to pick what ones I want to highlight. We also have some custom Oregon Jordans and a Tinker Hatfield exclusive print. So that's an exciting one as well. I know all those sneakerheads out there will be pretty stoked.
GoDucks.com/signing day. I can't say it enough because you can register for things like the auction. That's cool. I didn't tell Lexi that I was going to ask her to give us the breakdown. So thank you. I appreciate it. I think a lot of fans will be excited about that. Meanwhile, we'll come back to signing day in a moment, Lexi, but I want to switch gears, talk to you a little bit about Women in Flight. We haven't had you on in a while, so you got to give us an update on where the Women in Flight program stands. And for fans that aren't as familiar with it as I think they should be, give us the update on Women in Flight.
Absolutely. Still one of our favorite programs here at Oregon. And it was an interesting fall, as it was for everybody, but so many of our women's sports were postponed. So much quieter when it comes to updates and the latest and greatest from our women's programs, but they're back and they are back in action. We had volleyball started back up. Women's basketball has been going and we have schedules coming out for all of our other women's sports as well. So we're super excited to really start celebrating the competition piece, but really Women in Flight has been focused on support and our donors and our community have risen above all of the challenges and all of the trials that we've been facing and have continued to support these female student athletes. We've all managed remote work and remote school together. We've been able to do a couple of virtual events for our female student athletes specifically over the past year. And we're looking to just continue doing that support over the next couple of months as well. We're working on a National Girls and Women in Sports Day again. And that has yet to be released, but you hear it here first on Duck Insider. And then we are also looking at, specifically for our female student athletes, a financial planning workshop in partnership with campus and the financial wellness center that they have just launched on campus. So really fun thing. Obviously, it's a new world. It's something new we're living in. But happy to report that we did reach our donation goal for 2020. So that was amazing, and we're so thankful for all the people who continue to support this program.
Hey, you reach any goals in 2020 after the year that was. I think that's a win worth celebrating, absolutely. Alexis Cross, our guest, Associate Director of Development for Women in Flight. All right, you touched on the support piece, and you went a little bit in-depth there on what that means. I mean, Lexi, I feel like this past year just had to feel like the ultimate example of why a program like Women in Flight is so important, because there's a lot more than just sports and the competition that that goes on around here. And I think it's cool to highlight some of that.
You are exactly right, Joey. It's really, it has been so heartwarming to see that, you know, we talk about it a lot. We talk about the support. We engage with donors. We see the competitions. But when we don't get to see the competitions, when we don't get to engage with each other, it was amazing to see how connected we all still are around this mission and centered around this ongoing support for this program and for our female student athletes. So it's fun to talk about. It's fun to reminisce about. And it's fun to think about where we can continue to go, given the enthusiasm.
What else is on the horizon then with that in mind? I mean, I know growing the program, hitting any goal again in 2020 is a big deal. So continuing to grow the program, what's on the horizon for Women in Flight?
A really exciting topic that we've spoken with our donors through our newsletter a little bit about, but are looking to just continue expanding on, is our exposure to other institutions across the country. And it's been very eye-opening to receive a ton of feedback and a ton of outreach in this COVID time from other schools. I mean, I've probably had 50 plus conversations over the past couple months with other institutions wanting to do the same thing. And so I actually spent some time, you know, developing resources and putting together some specific tools that schools can use to launch programs like this. And we're also working on developing a national committee and a national group and creating the conversation and making it accessible to everybody who has the resources or the desire to launch a program similar to this. So national exposure is a big project of ours behind the scenes right now.
Well, that's awesome to hear. I mean, we've talked about it. You and I have in previous interviews. Callie Wagner as well have talked about just the amount of universities that are like, man, we want to do that. I mean, I just think that's so cool. I mean, is that like the ultimate – I don't know if it's a reward, but is it like the ultimate feeling of satisfaction? Like, yeah, we're doing something right when your peers at other schools are saying like, yeah, we want to replicate this.
Definitely. You feel a sense of pride in not what we've done, but what so many people have done. And I always tell them that if there's not buy-in from the university and from your administration and from your peers and from your student athletes, it doesn't work to the extent that it has worked here at Oregon for that reason. So it's so fun to see schools get excited about it and feel like it is possible to do the same thing where they are.
Lexi Cross, kind enough to join us, talking a little bit about signing day, Women in Flight. And I should have said this earlier and reminded everybody, a former Oregon student athlete herself for acrobatics and tumbling. So a lot of what goes on around here is pretty near and dear to your heart, isn't it?
Of course. Duck through and through.
I like it. You know, it might have been a Eugene person. We've discussed this, but we'll get into that another time. Lastly, before I let you go, Lexi, just any more updates on signing day? GoDucks.com/signing day. I know you guys are pretty excited for next Wednesday.
Nothing super specific. Just get excited for it. I think it is a unique time to show support in a ton of different ways, and we've had all of our staff in so many different departments trying to think outside the box and make this something that is worth your time. So I hope that that's true, but please, you know, sign in, show your support to this program and also to our department, because we've tried to make it fun and special. So hopefully it is that for everybody.
Next Wednesday, signing day, GoDucks.com/signing day, the hub for all of the events that are going on. You can RSVP, remember that auction, some custom Jordans, Marcus Mariota helmet. I mean, there's some good things here. There's some good things.
Run out with the team.
Oh, all right. See, we're going to have you on again before Wednesday and start to tease more and more of these things, Lexi. And again, the eternal optimist bringing us, you know, some happiness on a Monday. I got to love it. Lexi, thanks so much for taking the time. Thanks for what you do. I certainly appreciate it. I know all the student athletes do. The fans do as well. And look forward to catching up with you again. Hopefully, I'll see you in person, you know, not like – in another year, since it's been about that long since I last saw you in person.
Hopefully soon.
I like it. Lexi Cross, thank you for the time. When we come back on Duck Insider, we've got a lot more to tell you about, including a bunch of spring sports that are starting this week. We'll tell you about that next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
This is Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Everybody buckle up.
Mom, 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 mom.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Come on, buckle up.
Everybody,
buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack inside the Country Financial Studio. My thanks again to Alexis Cross for joining us, Associate Director of Development here at Oregon, Women in Flight. Man, I feel like this is like an inception moment because I wanted to make it our Women in Flight update of the week, which is brought to you by the Duck Store, proud supporter of Women in Flight. And it's like, well, that's just the easiest Women in Flight update we've ever had. It was literally about Women in Flight with Lexi Cross. Thank you so much to Lexi for joining us. And, you know, as we look at your Cafe Yum 2 Minute Drill, I always love when we do this every Monday, and this is the time of year where the Cafe Yum 2 Minute Drill can end up being like 10 minutes long because there's so many different events going on. So we talked a lot today about men's basketball, women's basketball. They're on the forefront right now with the women getting back in the win column with a couple wins over the Washington schools, and the men now looking to be back full strength this week as they head into these matchups with the LA schools. Well, Oregon volleyball over this weekend as well picked up its first win of the 2021 season Sunday, a thrilling 5-set win over Washington State. Ducks got huge contributions all over the place. Gloria Mutieri's match-high 15 kills. Georgia Murphy had a career-high 29 digs. Four other players posted double-doubles. Pretty good for the Ducks, bouncing back after their loss Friday to get their first win. They split the road trip in Pullman. Now they're at home. Matt Ulmer is going to join us, head coach of Oregon volleyball. He will be with us on Wednesday's edition of Duck Insider. Men's golf got underway today in Arizona. That's right. They teed off this morning. They'll be in action tomorrow and Wednesday as well for Casey Martin's squad. Looking forward to seeing them in action. And speaking of women's golf, Derek Radley, we're going to record an interview with the Oregon women's golf head coach coming up on Wednesday. So we'll have that for you this week as well. And I alluded to this earlier, but more detail for you. As D1 Baseball has named Oregon designated hitter and right-handed pitcher Kenyon Yovan a third-team preseason All-America pick today. That's the second preseason All-American honor for Kenyon Yovan. I saw his dad Jake in the comments earlier today point out that the Ducks are pretty excited about it because this is a utility preseason pick, not just as a designated hitter. I think that's what happens when you've got an arm like Kenyon Yovan's, and even with the injuries that he's dealt with, some good stuff for Kenyon Yovan. Yeah, man, I mean, he hit .429 in that shortened season last year. He's the real deal. So another preseason All-America pick for Kenyon Yovan. And the Oregon soccer schedule is officially out. Gonzaga will start the season against the Ducks at home on Sunday, February 7th. First-year head coach Graham Abel going to make his debut on February 7th. Then the Ducks will play a collection of games as part of the Pac-12. And as you can imagine, most of the games will be Pac-12 competition. Ducks will play 16 games in that delayed schedule. That's your Cafe Yum two-minute drill. That's how we wrap up Duck Insider. Menus are always available at CafeYum.com. Well, we'll see you for Duck Insider tomorrow.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.